The second method. Four ways of attending to mindfulness. Here a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. He dwells contemplating the nature of feelings in feelings. He dwells contemplating the nature of the mind in the mind. He dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the body in the body? Here a monk at whatever time develops a supermundane absorption, which leads out, which goes to decrease of rebirth, to abandonment of wrong views, to the attainment of the first ground, where, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells, having attained the first absorption, with difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge. And at that time there is contact, there is feeling, there is perception, there is intention, there is thought, there is thinking, there is reflection, there is joyful interest, there is happiness, there is one-pointedness of mind. There is the faculty of faith, there is the faculty of energy, there is the faculty of mindfulness, there is the faculty of concentration, there is the faculty of wisdom. There is the mind faculty, there is the joy faculty, there is the life faculty, there is the faculty of I will know what is unknown. There is right view, there is right intention, there is right speech, there is right action, there is right endeavor, there is right mindfulness, there is right concentration. There is the strength of faith, there is the strength of energy, there is the strength of mindfulness, there is the strength of concentration, there is the strength of wisdom, there is the strength of conscience, there is the strength of shame. There is no greed, there is no hate, there is no delusion, there is no avarice, there is no ill will, there is right view, there is conscience, there is shame, there is bodily calm, there is mental calm, there is bodily lightness, there is mental lightness, there is bodily plasticity, there is mental plasticity, there is bodily workableness, there is mental workableness, there is bodily proficiency, there is mental proficiency, there is bodily uprightness, there is mental uprightness, there is mindfulness, there is full awareness, there is calm, there is insight, there is support, there is balance. These are wholesome things. For one who has produced and developed this supermundane wholesome absorption, the result is that, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells, having attained the first absorption. And with difficulty in practice, slow deepening of knowledge, and emptiness, he contemplates the nature of the body in the body. And that which at that time is mindfulness, recollection, right mindfulness, the mindfulness factor of complete awakening, the path factor and what belongs to the path, this is said to be attending to mindfulness. Also the rest of the things associated with the ways of attending to mindfulness. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the feelings in the feelings? Here a monk at whatever time develops a supermundane absorption, which leads out, which goes to decrease of rebirth, to abandonment of wrong views, to the attainment of the first ground, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells, having attained the first absorption. With difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge, and at that time there is contact, there is feeling, there is perception, there is intention, there is thought, there is thinking, there is reflection, there is joyful interest, there is happiness, there is one-pointedness of mind. There is the faculty of faith, there is the faculty of energy, There is the faculty of mindfulness. There is the faculty of concentration. There is the faculty of wisdom. There is the mind faculty. There is the joy faculty. There is the life faculty. There is the faculty of I will know what is unknown. There is right view. There is right intention. There is right speech. There is right action. There is right endeavor. There is right mindfulness. There is right concentration. There is the strength of faith. There is the strength of energy. There is the strength of mindfulness. There is the strength of concentration. There is the strength of wisdom. There is the strength of conscience. There is the strength of shame. There is no greed. There is no hate. There is no delusion. There is no avarice. There is no ill will. There is right view. There is conscience. There is shame. There is bodily calm. There is mental calm. There is bodily lightness. There is mental lightness. There is bodily plasticity. There is mental plasticity. There is bodily workableness. There is mental workableness. There is bodily proficiency. There is mental proficiency. There is bodily uprightness. There is mental uprightness. There is mindfulness. There is full awareness. There is calm. There is insight. There is support. There is balance. These are wholesome things. For one who has produced and developed this supermundane, wholesome absorption, the result is that, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells having attained the first absorption. And with difficulty in practice, slow deepening of knowledge, and emptiness, he contemplates the nature of the feelings in the feelings. And that which at that time is mindfulness, recollection, right mindfulness, the mindfulness factor of complete awakening, the path factor and what belongs to the path, this is said to be attending to mindfulness. Also the rest of the things associated with the ways of attending to mindfulness. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the mind in the mind? Here a monk at whatever time develops a supermundane absorption which leads out, which goes to decrease of rebirth, to abandonment of wrong views, to the attainment of the first ground, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells having attained the first absorption. With difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge, and at that time there is contact, there is feeling, there is perception, there is intention, there is thought, there is thinking, there is reflection, there is joyful interest, there is happiness, there is one-pointedness of mind. There is the faculty of faith, there is the faculty of energy, there is the faculty of mindfulness, there is the faculty of concentration, there is the faculty of wisdom, there is the mind faculty, there is the joy faculty, there is the life faculty, there is the faculty of I will know what is unknown. There is right view, there is right intention, there is right speech, there is right action, there is right endeavor, there is right mindfulness, there is right concentration. There is the strength of faith, there is the strength of energy, there is the strength of mindfulness, there is the strength of concentration, there is the strength of wisdom, there is the strength of conscience, there is the strength of shame. There is no greed, there is no hate, there is no delusion, there is no avarice, there is no ill will, there is right view, there is conscience, there is shame. There is bodily calm, there is mental calm. There is bodily lightness, there is mental lightness. There is bodily plasticity, there is mental plasticity. There is bodily workableness, there is mental workableness. There is bodily proficiency, there is mental proficiency. There is bodily uprightness, there is mental uprightness. There is mindfulness, there is full awareness, there is calm, there is insight, there is support, there is balance. These are wholesome things. For one who has produced and developed this supermundane, wholesome absorption, the result is that, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells having attained the first absorption. And with difficulty in practice, slow deepening of knowledge and emptiness, he contemplates the nature of the mind in the mind. And that which at that time is mindfulness, recollection, right mindfulness, the mindfulness factor, a complete awakening, the path factor and what belongs to the path, this is said to be attending to mindfulness. Also the rest of the things associated with the ways of attending to mindfulness. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of things in various things? Here a monk at whatever time develops the supermundane absorption, which leads out, which goes to decrease of rebirth, to abandonment of wrong views, to the attainment of the first ground, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells having attained the first absorption, with difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge. And at that time there is contact, there is feeling, there is perception, there is intention, there is thought, there is thinking, there is reflection, there is joyful interest, there is happiness, there is one-pointedness of mind. There is the faculty of faith, there is the faculty of energy, there is the faculty of mindfulness, there is the faculty of concentration, there is the faculty of wisdom, there is the mind faculty, there is the joy faculty, there is the life faculty, there is the faculty of I will know what is unknown, there is right view, there is right intention, there is right speech, there is right action, there is right endeavor, there is right mindfulness, there is right concentration. There is the strength of faith, there is the strength of energy, there is the strength of mindfulness, there is the strength of concentration. There is the strength of wisdom, there is the strength of conscience. There is the strength of shame, there is no greed, there is no hate, there is no delusion, there is no avarice, there is no ill will. There is right view, there is conscience, there is shame, there is bodily calm, there is mental calm. There is bodily lightness, there is mental lightness. There is bodily plasticity, there is mental plasticity. There is bodily workableness, there is mental workableness. There is bodily proficiency, there is mental proficiency. There is bodily uprightness, there is mental uprightness. There is mindfulness, there is full awareness. There is calm, there is insight, there is support, there is balance. These are wholesome things. For one who has produced and developed this supermundane, wholesome absorption, the result is that, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells having attained the first absorption. And with difficulty in practice, slow deepening of knowledge and emptiness, he contemplates the nature of things in various things. And that which at that time is mindfulness, recollection, right mindfulness, the mindfulness factor of complete awakening, the path factor and what belongs to the path, this is said to be attending to mindfulness. Also the rest of the things associated with the ways of attending to mindfulness. What herein are the ways of attending to mindfulness? Here a monk at whatever time develops the supermundane absorption, which leads out, which goes to decrease of rebirth, to abandonment of wrong views, to the attainment of the first ground, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells, having attained the first absorption, with difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge. And at that time there is contact, there is feeling, there is perception, there is intention, there is thought, there is thinking, there is reflection, there is joyful interest, there is happiness, there is one-pointedness of mind, there is the faculty of faith, there is the faculty of energy, there is the faculty of mindfulness, there is the faculty of concentration, there is the faculty of wisdom, there is the mind faculty, there is the joy faculty, there is the life faculty, there is the faculty of I will know what is unknown. There is right view, there is right intention, there is right speech, there is right action, there is right endeavor, there is right mindfulness, there is right concentration. There is the strength of faith, there is the strength of energy, there is the strength of mindfulness, there is the strength of concentration, there is the strength of wisdom. There is the strength of conscience, there is the strength of shame. There is no greed, there is no hate, there is no delusion, there is no avarice, there is no ill will. There is right view, there is conscience, there is shame, there is bodily calm, there is mental calm, there is bodily lightness, there is mental lightness. There is bodily plasticity, there is mental plasticity. There is bodily workableness, there is mental workableness. There is bodily proficiency, there is mental proficiency. There is bodily uprightness, there is mental uprightness. There is mindfulness, there is full awareness, there is calm, there is insight, there is support, there is balance. These are wholesome things. For one who has produced and developed this supermundane wholesome absorption, the result is that, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having thinking, reflection, and the happiness and rapture born of seclusion, he dwells, having attained the first absorption, with difficulty in practice and slow deepening of knowledge, and he contemplates emptiness. And that which at that time is mindfulness, recollection, right mindfulness, the mindfulness factor of complete awakening, the path factor, and what belongs to the path, this is said to be attending to mindfulness. Also the rest of the things associated with the ways of attending to mindfulness. The section derived from the abstract teaching.